Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Derrick Henry met with the media during the first week of OTAs in Owings Mills.
Hello, hello. What's going on, not much?
So, what's kind of your first impression of Jesse Minter?
The guy that's hungry, somebody that wanted this opportunity and presented himself, he took advantage of it, and excited to be here, excited to get to work, put the work in, so we get the results we want.
What's the vibe? Is there a different change in vibe with the coaching staff coming in and a lot of unfamiliar faces?
No, I think they're just trying to build a culture around here, a culture that they want to set and represent and want us to work towards every day. And, you know, just want us to come in and be able to be coachable and work hard when we win the building.
Derrick, how much time have you had being able to talk to Coach Doyle about sort of his vision for the scheme and what ways do you think your skill set can really benefit from how they want to run the offense?
I think right now, I think we all just trying to learn everything, learn each other. Everything is so new, but also approach each and every day like a pro and come out here and work, just be detailed in the meetings. I mean, it's all things, everything I said before. Not so much about skiing, but, studying, learning, putting in the work every day, letting the show, come out here and try to make each other better, holding each other accountable, all the things you do as a teammate and the team. And then continue to build on those things. Not so much scheme and how I see you, how I see this. It's coming out and being the best player you can be and working hard as you can and letting that show to the coaches.
Do you think change like that, change at the top, can it be good for a veteran team?
Change. Change can be good. We're all excited. For everything, everything is new. So we all just all trying to learn, but also enjoying it, taking it day by day, not trying to get too overwhelmed, but just be present in the moment.
Derrick, you said Jesse and his staff are trying to build their own culture, right? What do you think that looks like and that's going to feel like?
I think just being the best, shooting to be the best every single day. We know some days it's going to be better than others, but it's keeping that same mindset. Be your best when your best is needed, and that's in meetings, in the weight room, when we're conditioning, and then most importantly on the field in all three phases. Being your best when your best is needed, and that's going to be times throughout the offseason that we have to do that to pull up a teammate and sure coaches as well, but just trying to be the best. Each and every day, and letting that roll through the off season, and going into camp, and then when the season starts.
Jesse, that quote that you're saying about being at your best when your best is needed—that's something that Jesse Minter even said to us. I remember at his introductory press conference. Is that something that you feel like was a big deal for you guys? That's something that you maybe weren't as great at before that you want to put an emphasis on now?
It's football. Some years are gonna be better than others, and like you said, we got a new coaching staff, we're just trying to help Jesse build that culture amongst each other and by the way we work, keep that mindset each and every day.
Adam Randall, has he impressed you thus far? What has struck to you as you work with him, or as a fellow tall running back?
Yeah, big guy, the play receiver. I watched him a little bit in college. I think he's a heck of a player. And since he's got here, just been working, keeping his head down, working each and every day, wanting to learn and just wanting to get better. And that's all you want as a rookie. And I'm always going to be here to help him in any way I can, but just love his approach every day coming to work.
Yeah, you're kind of renowned for your approach, your work ethic, your adherence to your routines and your conditioning. When you start, an off season, do you try to find ways to reinvent it for yourself? I mean, do you ever look to like change things up or freshen up, or is this part of the year sort of your bread and butter, just getting back into the routine?
Probably just it's a little bit hard getting out of bed, touching my toes a little bit. No, I'm kidding, but no, it's the same approach. I love putting the work in, conditioning, being in the weight room, being around the guys, and putting the work in the off season. And around this time, this is where you get to tune up everything and make mistakes, learn from those mistakes. And then when training camp comes around, you're rolling. But the off season is just putting the work in as much as you can, so the results show when it's time.
You talked about Adam kind of putting the work in. I mean, how when you get to the position you're in, how aware do you become of guys are watching me? Guys might do as I do. My example kind of sets the tone.
That's my mindset. If there's nobody out here, because I'm watching myself, I'm always critical of myself. Whatever rep I take, whether it's an individual or we doing run tracks or I'm taking a rep, we got the video pad out there to watch the play, the rep that we just did. So I'm going back to watch that. So I'm always trying to work as hard as I can, get as much up out of the rep. I can be a vocal leader, but I like my work to show. And when I need to speak, I will. But just trying to be a great example for myself and also the younger guys, being a helping hand when I need to.
Yeah, Derek, you've had just different systems throughout your career when you do different offensive coordinators. With Dexman's system, how is it a big adjustment, small adjustment? So far, I know it's early, but how do you think that transition is?
I've learned offenses before. Some offenses had similar terminology, some don't. But it's all a part of football. When change happens, but you gotta be a pro about it. I mean, it's your job. You gotta learn it, and I'll go through that same process. But I've been enjoying it. It's been fun. I'm going on year 11. Thank you God. Thank you Jesus. And just enjoying it. Learning the system, getting to know the coaches, and getting better with my teammates. Yeah, I did. Laid on the ground a little bit. The ground felt like a bed for a little while. And I seen y'all look hot and bored, so I was like, I need to get them something to tweet and write. So.
What are your first impressions of Coach Falk here so far?
Oh, love Coach Falk, man. Been on the other side for a little while, but you see why the guys over there, Pittsburgh, ran hard, good and pass pro. And it's good overall backs. Just a very detailed coach in everything he does, in each and every approach. Motivating. We got quotes all over the room that that's put things in perspective for us. He always gives us a quote from a book he reads, which we all appreciate and listen to. And then just letting everything from the meeting translate into practice and individual. He got drills for every single thing you can do as far as the position. So, it's been fun being with Coach Falk, and we've all been enjoying it.
Is there two more for Derek, please?
Derek, just go back to the be your best when your best is needed. Just said that's the name of the end of practice drill. Is that the fun for you guys? We can think of that. And are there other ways the staff is honing in on that saying?
Yeah, the guys love it. It's something different. Give us a chance to compete against each other and also sometimes do things together. I think coaches added something, a new aspect to the practice and the vision he has for us and what he sees that help us get better.
Derek, you went down, but immediately you were back up and you were in team drills.
Yeah, I told you I saw y'all bored. I need y'all to do something.
How much pride do you take in your durability, in that durability that you have?
Well, yeah. After I got off, I probably laid there too long. I seen everybody's faces, but I was fine. Banged knees, and I was fine. But just try to take care of my body. Get some body work throughout the off season, just so I'm ready during this time and when camp comes, and just do my normal routine.
All right. Thank you, Derek.
All right, Joe.